bound for South Australia, 19th to the 25th of June, 1836. Having been at sea since the 20th of March 1836, the Cygnet arrived at the port of Rio on the coast of South America on its journey to South Australia. However, not everyone was pleased by the decision to call at the port, although for those travelling in the cramped conditions in steerage, fresh provisions would no doubt have been very welcome. Boyle Travers Finnis recorded his displeasure in his diary. "Anchored under the Sugarloaf Mountain at Rio in 15 fathoms, Mr. Kingston certainly deserved the gratitude of the cabin passengers for his exertion to secure them a due supply of fresh provisions. But in every other respect he committed the grossest blunders and acted without the least judgment or discretion." The John Peary, meanwhile, was making good progress south of Africa and made contact with another English ship. John Brown recorded in his diary, "This morning at daylight there was a vessel abreast of us about 3 miles distant. She proved to be the Mary Bibby of Liverpool, bound to Bombay. She was a neat little full-rigged ship, and being only in ballast trim, sailed very fast, but they could not give us any account of the Lady Mary Pelham. At 11 a.m. another vessel came in sight, a great distance astern us, steering the same course as ourselves. Those are the only ships we have seen since the 4th of June."